Today we're going to update a story we ran last year. This one comes from Robin Gerber, who works for a bank in New York. But she wanted to solve a problem that has nothing to do with her day job.
I get super frustrated looking for parking. If I'm driving, if I'm a passenger in a car.
Yeah, you know, probably one of the most annoying things about having a car in a big city.
People fight with their spouses.
Is trying to find a parking space when you need one.
Go take that spot, and they didn't drive there fast enough. So it's really a source of tension.
Anyway, about 4 years ago, Robin noticed that her dad had come up with kind of a low-tech solution to the city's parking problem.
He devised this system where he would put a piece of paper on his car window with a smiley face if he was leaving the next morning. And drivers in his neighborhood began to look out for his car if they saw the smiley face.
And of course, when Robin saw that,
I thought to myself, there should be an app for this.
And how many of us have thought the very same thing? But Robin actually did something. She got a friend to help her do the coding, and then she made an app that allows drivers to share information about parking spaces.
We have a find a spot option and a host a spot option. So if you were looking to find a spot, you could click that button and it would search for all the spots within your vicinity, and it would show you the 20 closest spots.
So you choose the spot you want to snag, you get the make and model of the car that's leaving, and then you navigate to your space.
And they are actually tracking you on GPS, so you know if the person is on time, you could chat with them, and each person has to say if it was successful or not.
Of course, for the app to really work, Robin needed hundreds, actually thousands, of New York City drivers to download it and start sharing their spaces. So to get the word out, she made a music video.
Now I'm not trying to be rude, but let me get that parking spot from you. I wish we had a better way than I let good spots go to waste. That's why I'm always getting
okay, so that is my cousin, Brad Meyer, and my whole family either sang in it or danced in it.
The video did not exactly go viral, but Robin kept pushing. She put flyers on thousands of cars all over New York City.
People chase after me when I'm handing them flyers, asking for more flyers to give their friends that live in the neighborhood. They love this, and that enthusiasm is what keeps me pushing forward.
Robin called her app Parkar, that's spelled P-A-R-K-A-R-R, and since she launched in 2016, she signed up more than 16,000 users in New York City, and she's adding more every day. She's also hoping to launch Parkar on a few college campuses this summer. It's still a side hustle, though. She's keeping her day job at the bank. And if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing from you about the things you're building. And thanks so much for listening to the show this week. If you want to find out more or hear previous episodes, you can go to howibuiltthis.npr.org. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, give us a review. You can also write us. That's HIBT@npr.org. And if you want to send a tweet, it's @HowIBuiltThis. Our show was produced this week by Ramtin Arablouei, who also composed the music. Thanks also to Noor Kutsi, Neva Grant, Sanaz Meshkinpour, and Jeff Rogers. Our intern is JC Howard. I'm Guy Raz, and you've been listening to How I Built This from NPR.